Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 91, The Hidden Dangers of a Low Carbohydrate Diet by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Mollick.
Hello, happy Monday and a happy short week if you're in the United States. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you for free. As always, I'm Dr. Neil Mollick, your narrator of blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is just like Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Finance Daily, but here we're focused on health and wellness. So why is this short week for those of us in the US? Well, this coming Thursday is our big Thanksgiving Day celebration, where basically we eat lots and lots of food together as family, we drink a lot of cider and or alcohol, and we watch a lot of football. American football, that is. And because we need to recover so much from Thursday, we then have Friday off from work. So this is a very short week for us, but I'll continue to have these podcasts posted throughout the week. I'm going to work, basically, on Thanksgiving. So you can look forward to a full week's worth of podcasts. All right, that's all I have for today's intro. So let's hear this post and start optimizing your life. The Hidden Dangers of a Low Carbohydrate Diet by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. If you're a frequent visitor to Ben's website or a listener on his podcast, the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast, you've probably gotten the idea that he's a pretty big fan of limiting carbohydrate intake. And you'd be right. To understand why low carbohydrate eating can bestow some significant health and performance advantages, check out Ben's Perfect Health Diet interview with Paul Jaminet, or listen to the perils of constantly elevated blood sugar levels in his episode with Nancy Appleton titled, Which Foods Contain Hidden Sugar That You Didn't Even Know About? Or go read about how physically active individuals may be able to actually benefit from strategic low carbohydrate intake in his article, 4 Reasons to Think Twice About Eating Carbohydrates Before a Workout. Or if you're a Rockstar Triathlete Academy member, you can read 5 Ways to Get a Big Carbohydrate Restricting Performance Advantage. In a nutshell, pun intended, as you begin to increase carbohydrate consumption above the levels that you need for survival or periods of intense physical activity, you lose your ability to rely on fat-burning mechanisms, and you experience the damaging effects of chronically elevated blood sugars, including neuropathy, which is basically nerve damage, nephropathy, which is kidney damage, retinopathy, eye damage, increased cardiovascular disease risk, potential for cancer progression, tumor cells feed on sugar, and bacterial or fungal infections. Unfortunately, whether due to a misinterpretation of what low carbohydrate dieting actually is, or an, quote, all-or-nothing approach to restricting carbohydrates, or perhaps the influence of low-carbohydrate-done-wrong diets like Atkins, many people, and especially athletes, try or attempt to try a low-carbohydrate diet and end up messing the whole thing up, experiencing the hidden dangers of a low-carbohydrate diet and hurting their bodies. So what are the hidden dangers of a low-carb diet, aka a ketogenic diet? Here are the low-carbohydrate risks in 10 steps. 1. Your body stores carbohydrate, mostly in your liver and muscles, in the form of glycogen. Depending on your size, you can store roughly 1,500 to 2,000 calories of stored carbohydrate, although that number is fairly variable depending on your fitness and size. 2. If you're sedentary and don't really exercise much, which I don't encourage, this amount of stored carbohydrate is more than sufficient to get you through a typical day. Really, your body only needs a maximum of 600 calories of carb to survive each day, and that carbohydrate can be derived from diet or from your own storage glycogen. 3. But if you're active and at the same time consuming a low-carbohydrate diet, you can easily burn through your liver and muscle glycogen stores in anywhere from 2 days to a couple of weeks. The nice part about this is if you're trying to lose weight, since glycogen carries up to 4 times its weight in water, a low-carb diet can quickly shed 5 to 10 pounds or more, which seems quite satisfactory. But the problem is, most of what you've lost is A, energy to sustain physical activity, and B, water. 4. So now you have very little stored carbohydrate and are potentially dehydrated. If you're an athlete or a physically active individual, this means that you're limited to utilizing fat as a fuel for energy. Fat, through a process called beta oxidation, can provide tens of thousands of calories of readily utilizable fuel, but the problem is that it burns far more slowly than carbohydrate. 5. This means that if you're on a strict low-carbohydrate diet, you can say goodbye to intense weight training, track intervals, or just about any activity that would be considered tempo, threshold, or intervals. And this is the stuff that adds lean muscle to your body, boosts your metabolism, and gets you fit fast, compared to a slow and sluggish slog in your fat-burning zone. This is not negotiable by your body. It is simple physiology. When you deplete muscle glycogen, there is a directly proportional increase in muscle fatigue, and also an increase in muscle catabolism, direct metabolism of your body's own muscle protein, or conversion of that protein into glucose via something called gluconeogenesis. Many people on a low-carb diet simply stop exercising because it can suck so much. 6. As you lose muscle mass, your already handicapped metabolism drops even more. I will acknowledge that muscle fibers don't burn as many calories or boost your metabolism as much as we all like to think, but this is still an important consideration for those trying to maintain lean muscle mass or tone. 7. For active people, this trouble may all be in vain. Since physically active individuals and athletes are far more sensitive to insulin and less susceptible to blood sugar fluctuations, any attempt to eat low carbohydrate in conjunction with exercise for the pure purpose of controlling blood sugar levels, could be a mostly unnecessary endeavor anyways. 8. Low-carbohydrate diets, if implemented improperly, result in low fiber intake from a sharp reduction in plant-based food consumption, which can increase risk of digestive cancers and cardiovascular disease, and also leads to constipation and bowel issues. In addition, a drop in fruit, vegetables, legume and grain consumption can result in inadequate phytonutrient, antioxidant, vitamin C, and potassium intake. Many, but not all low-carb diets have these problems. 9. Typical low-carbohydrate meal replacement bars and shakes, ice creams or ice cream sandwiches, and other low-carb or sugar-free snacks often contain potentially unhealthy ingredients, like maltol, and are chock-full of preservatives and highly processed ingredients. If your low-carbohydrate diet involves boxed, wrapped, and packaged food, it probably falls into this category. 10. There can be long-term health issues as your body is chronically carbohydrate depleted over extended periods of time. Your liver is exposed to extra stress as it is forced to assist with manufacturing glucose from fats and proteins. Potentially toxic amounts of ammonia are produced as proteins are converted into glucose, and your body has a more difficult time producing mucus and the immune system becomes impaired as risk of pathogenic infection increases and your body loses the ability to produce compounds like glycoproteins, which are vital to cellular functions. So, is it possible to, quote, do a low-carbohydrate diet right? Absolutely. And later this week, Ben will be posting more about low-carbohydrate diets, their potential benefits, and how to do a low-carbohydrate diet the right way. You just listened to the post titled, The Hidden Dangers of a Low-Carbohydrate Diet, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, Ben did mention that he'll write about how to do a low-carbohydrate diet the right way, so we'll actually be hearing that in Tuesday and Wednesday's episodes. And what great timing for those of us in the States. We're going to be eating lots and lots of carbs on Thanksgiving Day. So if we have these ideas in the back of our minds, maybe we'll cut back a little bit on how much carb we eat on Thursday. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that we do book giveaways every month to random people on our mailing list. And we do it on the first of the month, which is next week. So if you want to be entered into the raffle, you need to be part of our mailing list before then. You can join really quickly by texting the word BATMAN to the number 44222, or you can enter your email address at our site, oldpodcast.com. Either way works just great, and you'll be entered into the drawing next week and every month as long as you're on the mailing list. That's it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow, we'll hear Ben's take on a low-carb diet the healthy way. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.